It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's going to be a scorcher.
It's a hot day today. I thought you might enjoy snacking on some nice, cool tomatoes.
As you know now, eating tomatoes will kill you. So here's a little personal health tip from me to you. This is what I'm doing. I'm adding just a dash, like a tablespoon of chlorine, to my Bloody Mary.
Yeah!
That's what I do, Dave.
Yum.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Big, big, and I mean big in every possible way.
Big.
Big show tomorrow.
Wow.
It's our Fat Daddy contest.
Yes.
We've got our Fat Daddies. Here are the vital statistics. There's going to be all sorts of games of skill. Here are our Fat Daddies. Anthony Marshall.
Yes.
Anthony is 6'1".
Fat Tony.
389 pounds.
Wow.
All right.
Hey, Tiny.
One of our small guys, Stephen Manuel. He is 5'9", 280.
Oh, a wisp of a thing.
The all-time skinniest guy in the competition, Chris Garrett. He is 5'11", and 260. I can push him around.
Yeah.
Let me see. Then we've got Mike Mumford. Mumford's a good name
Mumford?
For a fat guy.
That was the magician on Sesame Street, Mumford the Magnificent.
Mumford.
I didn't know that.
I went to school with a guy named Phil Mumford.
Phil Mumford.
Mike is, 5'10 and 290.
But he never hit you with a hammer like Chad Ram.
Then Steve Musselman. Steve Musselman.
Musselman.
Is 5'11". 309 pounds.
Wow.
Excellent.
And Michael Davis, the big man, he is 6 feet and he is 400 pounds.
Jesus.
All these are fathers. We're playing our Fat Daddy competition tomorrow.
He'd be so buoyant.
The games, we're going to have the Think Fast competition,
uh-huh.
Our Mentos math.
That's going to be great.
Our Mentos math, I have no idea what, I didn't write this. The Jumbo Jumble and the Ice Cream Balance Challenge. The Mentos math.
Why would it be math?
Beth Ann?
Is it Mentos math 2008? Did she maybe mean match?
Maybe she meant match.
Mentos, M-A-T-H.
That's math.
Yeah, but for her, that's almost match.
Why are you rolling your eyes at me like I'm stupid?
That's what she does.
I explained it to you when I read it.
I don't care if you explain it. When I read it, I don't understand what it is. Mentos what?
Math.
Why?
Because it's Mentos plus Diet Coke. What happens? Mentos math. Okay,
but see, in a way, that makes me here. I'm beginning to really hit my stride with Beth Ann.
Good.
See that answer.
Good luck with that.
No, that answer.
Or hit me.
You have to understand that answer satisfies me. Now, 2 weeks ago,
I was scared.
Then raise the bar.
2 weeks ago, I would have
shut
gone.
Up, Rob.
But I understand. It's Mentos. At least she had an answer for why.
Yes. Okay.
The thing is, it's the Mentos thing where you dump the Mentos in the Diet Coke 2-liter bottles. It shoots up in the air.
An intern steadies the bottle.
Yeah, Rob wants to have Peter holding
it's
the bottle.
It's going to be so cool.
I think that's a wonderful idea. Uh-huh.
He's going to get Coke in his hair.
Peter's very first task is going to be steadying the bottle when they drop the Mentos in. Then each of our fat guys, Anthony, Stephen, Chris, Mike, Michael, and Steve, one at a time, they're going to have to stand underneath. They drop the Mentos into the 2-liter bottle, and then they have to run around with their empty cups to catch the spooge that comes out of the Diet Coke,
right.
Thing. And then we measure how much fluid they got into
their
cup,
the most,
and whoever gets the most fluid will win that particular heat in our Fat Daddy contest. We've got all the things, the Think Fast and the Jumbo Jumble.
Right.
And then I think we're going to probably, the second to last one will be the Ice Cream Balance Challenge. We will wrap it up with the Mentos game where they dump them. And it's Mentos math is horrible.
Will there be more points on the Mentos game so anyone can win at any time?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, let's double the value of the points.
I tell you, you know what?
There's more Mentos math.
You know, Mr. Man with your oversized brain, why don't you just put your brain to that and, get together with her, because I swear
that'll
to God, I'll kill one of you or both of you,
if you
start having to figure out these
How many competitions are there?
We're going to have
There's
one
four.
The Think Fast,
There's
two
four.
Mentos math.
There's jump- four. There's four.
Thank I was
you.
Just going through them again.
I was trying to help.
In lieu of, in a method of promotion. Now you're driving me crazy again.
Recapping
Sorry.
The events.
When it comes to this business of shows, sometimes she goes back to selling carpet.
Yeah, there are four.
Shut up, Rob.
They're not five. It's not an odd competition, so we're going to have to figure out the numbers. But, as far as the Mentos competition, that's going to be a number. And if we add that number to the score, mm-hmm. Like you measure how many liters they get. Who knows how much?
Well, I know exactly how to do it.
All right, they'll work it out. You two work it out.
Round one is worth 5 points. Round two is worth 5 points.
Quietly.
How about quietly? How about you get together? You know what? That's a wonderful idea. I couldn't think of it. And you're both doing a fantastic job. Yeah. Fight it out between yourselves.
See me in the break.
All right, very good.
You talk to her, Rob.
I didn't want to talk to
Beth Ann and Rob. They'll be doing that, and they'll take care of it. Let's
there will be blood.
I have a son. I have a... Oh, that movie. Thank Jesus I didn't go see that in the theater.
Yeah.
What a suck fest.
Who liked it?
What happened to the Academy Awards?
Oscar liked it.
Look, I realize I am late to the party, but Jesus Christ, when you're talking about No Country for Old Men, which didn't have an ending, or had an ending that's like, oh my God, he's shot in the head, he's dead. Okay, it's over. Then there will be blood.
Oh, suck it.
When nothing happens throughout the whole movie.
Spoiler alert. You should have said spoiler alert.
You haven't seen it by now. Oh, God. Anyway, let's get our first buzz with Buzz Burbank.
Let's. There were no hookers for Elliot Spitzer's birthday this year.
Oh, that's too bad.
It is, isn't it? It was yesterday.
Come on, calm down. Calm down. Calm down!
Easy does it, Beth Ann.
No, yesterday the former New York governor had to settle for jogging through Central Park and then having breakfast alone.
Later, nice day for jogging.
Yeah, it was only like 1,000 degrees.
Wasn't he
New York
a praying mantis anyway?
Yeah.
Right?
The
bony, skinny, hypocritical.
He's probably praying for death.
Later, he put on a suit.
Who could blame the guy?
Later, he put on a suit and went to work at his dad's real estate company, former governor of New York.
Wow.
Prosecutors say they have piled up more evidence against Spitzer meanwhile, so much so, in fact, they say they will not have to strike deals with the ringleaders of the high-priced call girl service where Spitzer apparently did a lot of business.
So they're going all day with it. They're going to...
They have everything they need. They say
they're going to put him behind bars,
and the people running the call girl service, because they don't need to strike any deals with them either.
So it's so
that's how much Evan airtight, watertight case.
Why do I feel sorry about the guys running the call girl services? Spitzer's a different story. I mean, he was the guy that was the high and mighty, and how they have fallen.
He had breakfast alone. And went to work at his dad's real estate company.
Had I known, I would have joined him for breakfast.
Spitzer. At Disney.
In Denver.
At the Magic Kingdom.
That'll teach him.
We can do that.
See you real soon.
That's the, you know what? Yeah, mm-hmm. No to Rob. That's, get that music. You know that commercial where the horses are galloping and all that?
Oh, that commercial.
We can do this.
Parents.
$1,600. We can do this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, the Disney. Yeah.
That's right.
You'll see it.
If you go down there by skateboard.
Exactly.
You know, choose not to drive and use any fuel.
You have 40 minutes in the Magic Kingdom with no parking. Have fun.
Try not to throw anything at your TV when you do see it.
We can do this.
Bull!
In Denver, one married couple's written a book about their sex lives after the wife suggested they have sex every day for 100 days. Maybe you saw this couple on the Today Show. Their sex life
gross.
Had gotten stale after 14 years of marriage. Now, wait a minute. Okay, what part's gross?
They're gross. The couple's gross.
They were gross people.
I have not seen a picture.
They're gross people.
Okay, then
and
I'm with
people
you.
That do this are gross.
And I have a question.
Now, I understand they may be gross, but you're saying people...
sex, and they want to talk about doing it for 100 days. They're perverts. They're gross. They are disgusting people. They're not that attractive to look at.
Okay, well,
and they're all
thing.
About getting attention.
Uh-huh.
It's just, it's that's what it is. It's very similar to certain, not all, nudists who love to show their bodies even though they are G-R-O-S-S, gross. Pigs.
The wife kind of looked like the kind of woman that would head up Girl Scout cookie sales.
Okay, I'm with you.
Exactly.
However, I have no
trouble.
Didn't
you think cottage cheese when you looked at her?
Yeah. And what happens on days 26, 27, 28, and 29?
Yeah. And nasty. Mm-hmm. Now, you know what? Didn't you get the impression they'll work through it?
Yeah.
They'll work through
it. Mentos math.
They were just a little gross.
I don't mind it when attractive people talk about their sex lives.
No,
but that's
that
a
would be fine.
Different thing entirely.
But no, I don't mind that at all. This is no.
Well, I've not seen them.
This
so.
Was just the kind of couple you would expect this from. And, right. and it's people that...
Couple you'd see on Real Sex on HBO.
Yeah, Real Sex 27.
You know, usually you can follow this rule. The couple that you would like to see
right.
on TV talking about this, you won't see.
No.
You're just going to see the couple that, they're doing it.
Mostly,
how nice, 100 days.
Well, after the 100 days, Annie Brown, wife of Denver Post lifestyle reporter Doug Brown, says
he's a reporter.
She would not recommend every day of the week for everyone, but she said every couple, at least once a week, she thinks.
Did they earn their name, Brown?
Brown.
I'm sure it's
Annie Brown.
Maybe that's how they work through those days.
Could be.
Quoting her, maybe, because quoting her,
It was exhausting.
I bet.
Yeah. Annie Brown.
What can Brown do for you?
The unsinkable Annie Brown. There she is.
In France, there's a clinic where more and more Muslim women in Europe are going to get reconstructive surgery to make themselves virginal again.
Oh, God.
Quoting a 23-year-old
patient. I'm sounding like an old fart today, aren't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, don't.
I'm poo-pooing everything.
No, see, but.
Might be the heat.
Did you hear the key word in that sentence?
That
Muslim. Muslim women are going to have the surgery. You know how important that might be in their culture. Quoting a 23-year-old patient, in my culture, not to be a virgin is to be dirt.
Oh.
The surgeon of virginity, right down to the bleeding.
I create the illusion of virginity.
It's just
by not having sex.
It's the second. It's the same. How'd that go for you down in Disney with the big V?
How's Disney sex?
Tough to do the spontaneous thing?
It was actually okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Hotels work in my favor.
Oh, good. So, okay. A little pressure's off. No cleaning,
door,
no cooking.
We had two bedrooms.
There
locked
you go.
The door.
That's the key.
Yeah, that way Carrie can't get out.
What is universe? <It's just locked.
laughs> Please, waiter. Waiter.
I just remember our third day there. I said to her, 97 more days. And then we're going to write a book.
It's awesome. You know, down in Universal, they have the kids' suite. And it's one of the best things I've ever seen. You've got the parents' room, and then you have a door, and the kids have the room with stuffed animals and all that stuff.
Very cool.
Very, very cool.
Bars on the windows.
And a lock on the door.
Which room did you want? Mm,
I stayed in the kids with the stuffed animals. Actually, I was alone. I'm serious. I was alone. My kids had the other room over there, and I was solo.
Your room had the love doll?
Yes. Very, very pathetic. Oh, pathetic me.
Oh, so sad.
Some Canadian women are giving up their panties for peace.
Oh, okay.
Women are considered inferior in Burma.
Peace be with you.
Burma's a country ruled by military men who seriously believe that contact with a woman, even a woman's clothing, will make them weak. That's what the men believe in Burma.
Isn't Burma Myanmar? Mm-hmm. Isn't that the same
That's
place?
The same place with the
same
military
Same place where
rulers.
They're refusing our aid?
Same guys, same jerks.
Those humps.
So to freak out these humps with small things, some Canadian women are mailing panties to the military leaders in Burma.
Right.
They hope it'll be like kryptonite, turning these powerful military men into whimpering wusses. The Panties for Peace campaign is sponsored by the Quebec Women's Federation.
Right.
The whole thing might backfire, of course, if you remember how popular worn panties have become in Japan.
Those wacky Canadian broads.
In England, a 41-year-old man is on trial for assaulting his girlfriend. He allegedly drove 15 miles to beat her up.
England can kiss my ass.
Worth it.
He did this after she called him while she was having sex with another man.
Hello.
During the sex.
It's Amy Winehouse.
That, it could have been her.
I just want you to know, how far? How far did he
drove
travel?
15 miles.
You're 15 miles away. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to make it here in time. I'm with Nigel.
Oh,
I'm
dear.
With Nigel, I'm the sure. one you ate. He's the one you ate, I'm banging him right now.
I bet it was a guy named Nigel.
You know why he
They're
can't talk?
Named Nigel.
I'm going to tell you. You know why he can't talk on the phone?
Why?
Because he's using his mouth.
Oh.
That's right. You know who I am.
Who are you?
I'm Amy Winehouse.
Gross.
That is gross.
Yeah, we're going to do it 100 days.
The woman in this story, not Amy, the woman in real life, says she didn't do it on purpose. Calling her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend during sex with a new guy. She didn't do that on purpose. She says the phone must have redialed when the wild sex knocked it off the nightstand.
Oh, boy. Well, no wonder the guy was pissed off.
This happened, by the way, a year ago, and the trial is just starting this week. And even though there's been all this delay, he's been in jail the whole time waiting for the trial.
Maybe
so what did he
be
do?
On the Today Show.
Did he beat her up?
He did.
Badly?
And now he's going to prison. He's already been in prison for it.
Don't let a lady do that to you.
How's she doing? Is she better?
Oh, yeah, she's fine.
That's good.
Didn't you think she would be?
I knew she would be. Women are resilient.
Yes, they are. Well, you got to listen to certain women.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
You're right, Hillary.
That's a good lady.
Nobody
I agree.
Knows that more than Rob. Mm-hmm. And a woman in Phoenix is accused of trying to hire a hitman to kill her husband.
I love these stories.
She's awaiting trial on a $500,000 bond.
Okay.
But Bonnie Augustinick says she tried to hire a hitman not to kill her husband, just a slice off his penis.
Oh. Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Hey, what happened to me?
Oh, I've been altered.
Man, oh, man, look at that. She did it in the middle of the night. A hitman did it.
Who are you?
I'm Billy Bush. It's beautiful.
That works out better for you?
Still works.
Because you are.
Yeah, I'm Billy Bush.
Right. Coming
beautiful.
Coming up in the Hollywood Buzz, Hugh Hefner and the Chocolate Starfish. I can't even
you
get that
You can't
out.
Even do the tease.
I can't say that with a straight face.
I saw that. I have only looked at the absolute first sentence of that. Hugh Hefner and the Chocolate Starfish.
It's like a fairy tale.
That sounds fantastic.
Closer than you think.
Hey, look what happened. And I grew two back.
Because you are?
Beautiful, Billy Bush.
And in the final buzz, President Bush says he has some regrets.
Oh, yes.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay, get ready, ladies and gentlemen. It's America's brand new favorite comedy game show. I'm talking, of course, about Guess What's in Rob's Pants. Yes.
Ah.
Yeah. Get on the line to get on the air right now. 877-365-3636. Here's how the game's going to work, ladies and gentlemen.
How?
You call. I take your phone call. You talk to Rob. You can ask him one question.
A yes or no question.
A yes or no question.
Right.
And only one question. And then you get one guess to guess what's in Rob's pants.
Whatever it is, it's
just
scary.
Pull it. You just pull it.
Oh, I knew this yesterday. As soon as you told me the name of the game, I knew this was going to be the theme.
This had to have some prep.
It's the theme to Sea Hunt.
What's in Rob's pants?
You guess what's in Rob's pants, and you will win $100 American dollars.
Wow.
So get on the line to guess what's in Rob's pants. Do you think you can? That is the question. Call us now, 877-365-3636. And we'll be right this after back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.